Jonathan Trapp's Atlantic attempt ends in Newfoundland. New post-9/11 cockpit security legislation is proposed, and the Rolls-Royce Trent 1000 wins EASA approval. This is Aero News for Friday, September 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Jonathan Trapp's dream of floating across the Atlantic Ocean beneath a cluster of helium balloons has ended in a safe landing, but on the wrong side of the ocean. Trapp landed his cluster balloon in a remote area of Newfoundland at approximately 18:30 Eastern Daylight Time Thursday, September 12. Trapp had launched at about 0800 Eastern Daylight Time from Caribou, Maine, and had been airborne for only about 12 hours on a flight that was expected to take 3 to 6 days. ANN spoke to Kevin Knapp, a veteran gas pilot who had the first duty shift in Trapp's control center following his launch. According to Knapp, the cluster balloon was never able to achieve a stable float altitude and developed a severe yo-yo effect, rapid descents with the aircraft hitting the surface of the water, followed by rapid ascents to altitudes as high as 21,000 feet or more. Trapp was unable to gain a steady hand on the errant balloon cluster, which at 3,000 cubic meters of volume was the largest ever attempted to be flown in the world. Flight service expressed real concerns over the inability to control the aircraft as they watched it repeatedly descend below their radar and then reappear climbing rapidly. Trapp and his team obviously had the same concerns, and with Newfoundland representing Land's End before venturing out over the Atlantic, the decision was made to terminate the attempt. Knapp tells ANN that Trapp was able to execute a landing after darkness. Trapp posted on his Facebook page that he would spend the night in his lifeboat. Rain and storms were reported in the area. Trapp has already made history as a cluster balloon pilot, having been the first to cross Lake Michigan, the English Channel, and the Alps before making this Atlantic attempt. 12 years after 9/11, U.S. Senator Bob Casey, Democrat of Pennsylvania, has introduced the Saraceni Aviation Safety Act of 2013, which would require each commercial aircraft to install a barrier other than the cockpit door to prevent access to the flight deck of an aircraft. The legislation is named after Bucks County resident Captain Victor Saraceni, who piloted United Flight 175 when it was hijacked by terrorists and flown into the World Trade Center. While cockpit doors are currently reinforced, a secondary barrier will protect passengers and crew during times in flight when cockpit doors are opened. The bill has been introduced in the House of Representatives by Congressman Michael Fitzpatrick, Republican of Pennsylvania, and has 45 bipartisan sponsors. The bill is also endorsed by the Airline Pilots Association, Allied Pilots Association, and the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association. Rolls-Royce has been awarded certification for its higher efficiency and thrust Package C variant of the Trent 1000 engine that will power the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft. The type certification from the European Aviation Safety Agency, or EASA, comes as Rolls-Royce prepares to power the first test flight of the Boeing 787-9. The engine, certified to 74,000 pounds of takeoff thrust, will power the first Boeing 787-9 to enter service with Air New Zealand in 2014 and will also power the 787-8. The Trent 1000 is already the quietest and most efficient engine option for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. The engine, the first to power the 787 into service in 2011, has delivered a dispatch reliability of better than 99.9%, a record for a wide-body aircraft engine. A Vans RV-7 airplane went down in Grand Teton National Park Wednesday, resulting in the fatal injury of the two people on board. Witnesses said the plane was approaching Jackson Hole Airport, KJAC, from the south when it suddenly banked and nosedived into the ground, according to a report in the Jackson Hole News and Guide and relayed by the Associated Press. The Vans was registered to a resident of Loveland, Colorado, but officials are withholding the names of those on board until relatives are notified. The weather was reportedly VFR at the time of the accident. KJAC has a reputation of having challenging approaches and departures because of the mountainous terrain surrounding the airport. When Aero News continues, ramping up for a court battle, an Alaskan air mystery solved, and Prince William is done with RAF SAR duties.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Friday, September 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. American Airlines and U.S. Airways have created an infrastructure that will give their employees assistance in expressing their views about the proposed merger between the two carriers. Features recently added to Americans' newamericanarriving.com website give those who support the merger an easy way to write their elected officials with a simple message. Quote, I am writing to express my strong support for the combination of American Airlines and U.S. Airways. End quote. The website automatically creates a form letter that can be customized by the sender and will deliver it to the appropriate representatives based on zip code. The Dallas Morning News reports that the two airlines sent an open letter to employees asking them to take advantage of the website form letter. The two airlines also plan a fly-in to Washington, D.C. on September 17th for 300 employees for meetings with their members of the U.S. House and Senate. The meetings will be followed by an employee rally in the middle of Capitol Hill. The U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. will hear the case on November 25th. Beachcombers in Sitinac Island, south of Kodiak in Alaska, may have discovered parts from a Piper PA-18 Super Cub that went missing on October 13, 2012, with pilot Brendan Mattingly on board. Mattingly had flown to Kenai Peninsula with other pilots to attend a hockey game, had gone bar hopping after the game, and when he was asked to leave the bar, Mattingly asked a taxi driver to take him to the airport instead of a hotel, where he said he'd sleep in his airplane. He had asked the driver not to say where he was, and when the driver asked why, Mattingly reportedly said, quote, you don't want to know, end quote. NTSB Anchorage Office Chief Clint Johnson told the Alaska Dispatch that the pieces found include a wheel and other parts of the landing gear. Johnson would not confirm that the parts belong to the Super Cub, but the colors match the distinctive paint job of Mattingly's airplane. Alaska state troopers say that it is unlikely that Mattingly's body will ever be found if he did go down in the water. He will be officially listed as missing until he is found, either dead or alive. Flight Lieutenant William Wales, a.k.a. Prince William, has served his final shift as a RAF Sea King search and rescue airman. The Prince's final shift was a quiet one with only a routine training flight. Since first joining the Royal Air Force, Flight Lieutenant Wales has amassed a total of 1,301 flying hours in a variety of aircraft types, including the Takano fixed-wing training aircraft, followed by more flying the Squirrel, Griffin, and Sea King helicopters. Over his 3 years of operational search and rescue flying, he has accumulated 628 hours and 30 minutes flying in the yellow Sea King helicopter, on par with his fellow Sea King pilots. During his time, he spent 231 hours and 25 minutes conducting 156 individual search and rescue missions. These resulted in 149 people being rescued, often when no other hope existed for extracting them from their predicaments. I'm Glenn Moyer. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk again on Monday. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.